Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sana IE. Man, it's Tuesday. How y'all doing today? How's everybody out there? How y'all feeling? I know we had the last week of October. Halloween's coming up, headed towards November. And partially, November and December are my favorite months of the year. Besides my birthday month, April. Shout out to all the tourists out there. But yeah, November, December is like my favorite months because it's the holiday time and I'm always a horror fanatic, so Halloween time, I'll fuck with that. And then we get towards November, where you get the more decorative holidays, where you're spending time with your family and being more grateful and thankful for things, especially when Thanksgiving rolls around. And then Christmas. Who doesn't love Christmas? I love Christmas, personally. It's one of my favorite holidays, too. But I can't wait for it. I know them time is coming up, but we still got to focus on this week, the last week of October, and focus on how can we prepare for 2021. What are the steps that we need to do to make sure our plan is still going on course? I know last episode, if you haven't checked out last episode, go back, check out last episode, and it's basically a check-in episode. Checking in with yourself, checking in on your goals, checking on yourself, giving yourself a self-evaluation, just really seeing how you're doing. It's October. Like I said, we have 2 months left in this year. So why not have that check-in episode? But on today's episode, I'll be discussing, you already know, I got the quotes of the day, what I learned this weekend. I had a great weekend. It was a good weekend overall. And I want to discuss that on today's show and my topics. The first topic is 5 things to remind yourself every morning. The second topic is signs you are dealing with a toxic friend. I know we got toxic friends out there. I'm gonna give you all the signs and let you know if this is a good friend or is this a toxic friend. And the last one is self-destructive habits to quit. We all have habits that we need to quit. And I just want to shed light on some habits that are self-destructive that's detrimental to your future. And I want to shed light on that. But appreciate y'all tuning in. Sana IE. Once again, I'm your host, XO. If this is your first time listening, thank you. I greatly appreciate that you took time out your day to tune into the podcast, Sana IE. And we're going to get the ball rolling with today's show. I'm going to hit y'all first off with my quotes of the day. The first quote is, sometimes you have to lose something to gain something better. A door has to shut before a new door can open. Lose something to gain something better. We all want that. And holding on to something that's not benefiting us anymore in the path that we're trying to pursue, in the life we're trying to pursue, the goals we're trying to achieve, habits and stuff like that, you have to change yourself. You can't keep hanging on to the same habits. Can't keep hanging on to the same friends. Can't keep hanging on to the same shit that you do on a consistent basis, which is like a habit again. But you can't keep hanging on to something that's not bettering your life. That's not advancing your life. That's not putting you into the next realm of where you need to be in life. So sometimes you'll have to let go. I've been through that phase myself where you want to hold on to something so tight. You want to hold on. But it's detrimental to your future. It's really sucking your energy dry instead of giving you new energy. So sometimes you have to let something go that's not really benefiting you and where you want to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and where you want to be in life. So we have to sometimes, like I said, last episode was a check-in episode. So it's like, why not still check in with yourself, see what works, see what doesn't work, do a self-inventory, do an inventory of your friends, your family, and see, okay, who's going to be with me on my journey? Who's going to be here to support me on my journey? Who's going to be here to where we both can benefit from our journey and help each other out? Like the quote says, sometimes you have to lose something to gain something better. A door has to shut for a new door to open. Sometimes you can't keep holding that door open when it wants to be closed. Close that door, close that chapter, put it into it and start new, start fresh. Be happy that you have the opportunity to start something new. Something better is coming. Just be patient. My next quote is, what we fear of doing most is usually what we most need to do. You're fearing change, you don't want to change, you're in your comfort zone, get out of it. What you're fearing that you don't want to do is something that you need to do, especially if it's on your mind consistently, on a constant, consistent basis where you're always constantly thinking about it, but you're not applying action to it. What's the point of that? What's the point of having something always on your mind, but you're not applying action to it to get it done? You're just holding yourself back. There's opportunities out there waiting for you, but sometimes we hold ourselves back because of the fear of progressing. But you should be more afraid of stalling out, holding back, holding yourself back, holding your family back, holding your future back, because you're afraid to take that next step. You have to get out that comfort zone to get comfortable again. Being in that comfort zone, it only break you down. But once again, the cold quote is, what we fear of doing most is usually what we most need to do. And I'll be right back with Sana Ali. What I learned this weekend, enjoy life. Life goes by so fast, so quick. Let's 2020. I know this year is going by. I keep talking about 2021 is approaching, but this year overall has been like a roller coaster. It's been a year of awakening. It's been a year of breakthroughs. It's been a year of self-discovery. And I'm very grateful for this year and really appreciative of everything that's happened this year. That's why I said what I learned to this weekend is enjoy life, because we've seen how COVID has been going. We see with the police brutality. We see how life is. Life is so precious that it's like we have to sometimes take time to enjoy life, enjoy the little things, enjoy the small things in life, and be appreciative of that. We can't keep constantly working. Me, I'm always working and grinding, that we have to take time to enjoy life, enjoy the fruits of our labor, enjoy what life is presented with us versus trying to always work all the time, always seem busy. Seeming busy all the time is cool, but are you busy? Or do you think you're busy? Are you really productive? So that's what it comes down to. So whatever you're doing, take time to stop, pause, and enjoy life. Enjoy what you're doing, enjoy what you've accomplished so far, and use that as fuel to keep going too. Take that time, take that break, take that mini vacation, go live your best life, and then come back and get back to the grind. What else I learned this past weekend was surround yourself with motivators and inspiring people. Motivators and inspiring people. That goes hand in hand, but I've learned that having conversations this past weekend, and that really just boosted me up to where, okay, I know what I need to do, and I know where I need to go, and I know what action and plans I need to do to move forward. But I'll be right back with Sana Ali. Five things to remind yourself every morning. Number one, today is a new day. Yesterday is in the past. Today is a new day. Yesterday is in the past. Whatever happened yesterday, whatever happened last week, whatever happened last month, whatever happened last year, don't carry it over into this new day, this new month, this new year. Let it go. You know, sometimes you hear let go and let God. You have to let go of anything that's not really helping you advance. Especially today is a new day. What happened yesterday, somebody pissed you off yesterday, let it go. You didn't get that check you wanted to get, let it go. You didn't get that job you wanted to get, let it go. A bigger blessing is on the way. But if you keep holding on to something that you're supposed to let go, talking to that the quote that we started with, sometimes you have to let go to gain something better. So it's about letting go and letting know today is a new day. Today is a new opportunity. Today is a new blessing. Today is new. There's nothing old about today. There's nothing past about today. Today is for me. So just know that. Tell yourself every morning, today is a new day. Remind yourself, today is a new day. And I don't have to be caught up with what happened yesterday. I can focus on today and the week ahead. The second one is, You're strong, capable, and resilient. That goes hand in hand, self-explanatory. Number three, other people's opinions do not define you. What other people think of you, the outside world, we always want the likes, the fame, the credit, and all that. But it's all about what you think about yourself, what your family thinks of you versus thinking the opinion of other people who don't know you, who are strangers, who are haters, who criticizers, what they think of you shouldn't mean the world to you, shouldn't break you down, shouldn't tear you down, or shouldn't build you up. What you think of yourself is the most important opinion in the world. So don't let anybody else try to get to you, try to bring you down, try to take you down by them trying to belittle you or dismantle you or just talk shit on you. And they don't know what they're talking about because they haven't lived in your shoes. They haven't walked in your shoes. They haven't lived one day of your life. So don't let other people's opinions get you so caught up that you start destroying yourself. Next one is progress is progress no matter how small. Count the small victories, people. Count the small victories. We all want that big victory, that championship. But it's the small victories that lead up to that championship, lead up to that trophy, lead up to that plaque, lead up to that raise. It's the small victories, doing the small things to get to where you need to get to versus focusing on the big picture. Yeah, we can focus on the big picture. We can focus on having a great 2021, but it starts January 1st, 2021, to have a great 2021. So it's about doing the small things to prepare yourself to get to where you need to get. So like I said, progress is progress no matter how small. And number five, you can make a difference. Every day you wake up, tell yourself you can make a difference in this world, in somebody's life. Just apply that I can make a difference attitude and mentality, and you start making a difference in, like I said, people's lives, your life, and you'll start seeing it. My next topic is toxic friends. We all got toxic friends, and it's on some research I've done, I've found out what traits do toxic friends really have. I'm like, all right, let me sit down and see. Number one, they can't be happy for your success. Let's say you got a friend in mind. You always tell them, oh, I just accomplished this. Oh, I got a new job. Oh, I got a raise. Oh, I lost 10 pounds. Or, oh, I just started a new business. Something like that. Something that you deem successful in your mind, but somebody else, you tell a friend, they're like, oh, that's cool. Or they're like, oh, that's all right, that's whatever. Or that's whack. Or they try to dismantle what you just try to say. And it's like, whoa. You're supposed to be happy for me. We're supposed to be friends. But you're over here saying, oh, that's cool. You're not happy for me. You're not congratulating me. You're just like, oh, that's all right. This is what I'm doing now. Or they trying to twist the story onto them and make it all about them. Number two, they create drama. You thinking about that toxic friend that always creating drama, always wants to be in drama, always gossiping, always doing this. It's like, for what? We're grown. What are you trying to create drama? Get out of here. Number three, they feed into negativity. That's like drama too. They always want that negative, 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 negative. Like, yo, bro, where's your positivity at? Why can't you be positive? Why you always want to be negative in certain situations? When positivity leads to prosperity. But toxic people, negative people, they don't think that. They think what they're doing is right. They think what they're doing, they think what they're doing is so normal that they continue to do it, that they don't see that they're the problem. They think you're the problem when at the end of the day, you're the solution. Number four, they gossip about you to mutual friends. They gossip about you to mutual friends. Me personally, I hate gossip in general. It's like, for what? You gossiping about so-and-so. It's like, me, I started to stay out of it. Honestly, when people start gossiping, I just tune out and just start focusing on other things. Because me, it's like, what are we gossiping for? Go tell that person how you feel about them instead of gossiping about them behind their back. Speak on how you really feel instead of keeping it a secret. Damn. I was just thinking more about people like to gossip behind the back. Number five, they project their insecurities onto you. They project their insecurities onto you. You know how that goes. People are insecure about certain situations, certain things, and they try to project it onto you like it's your fault. Like you're the problem. Like, nah, instead of trying to project that onto me, how can we get you past that insecurity? It's not an insecurity, it's just a life lesson that you have to learn, that you have to master, so you don't let it be an insecurity, so you don't let it be held against you. We all have insecurities. We're all insecure about certain things, whether it's weight, looks. Some people maybe can't read. Some people can't write. Some people have a fear of public speaking. It's like we all have insecurities, but the best thing to defeat the insecurity is to master this, to master the insecurity and not let the insecurity take over you and what you're trying to do. But I'm going to be right back, and I'm going to start with my next topic, self-destructive habits to quit. Appreciate y'all tuning in, man. If y'all liking the show so far, leave a review, leave a comment, share it with a friend. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts right now, leave a 5-star review. I greatly appreciate it. That's how I spread the word. That's how I get more eyes on the show and listeners and subscribers to the show. If you're listening right now on anything you're listening to, like the show or subscribe to the show or any podcast app that you're listening to right now. And I greatly appreciate it. I'll be right back with Sana IE. Self-destructive habits to quit. Number one, staying quiet. Not speaking your mind is disregarding your feelings as if they aren't important. Speak on how you really feel instead of keeping it all inside. Staying quiet. If there's something on your mind, something constantly on your mind that somebody's done or that somebody is doing, speak on it. Staying quiet never solves a problem. It only becomes like a ticking bomb over time. It's just continuously builds up and then it explodes out. And that's a self-destructive habit because you're staying quiet and not speaking on how you feel, how you really feel. You might have to journal it down and then eventually speak on it. But speaking on how you feel and what you feel is how you get out of the self-destructive habits. Number two, isolating yourself. Keeping yourself away from any source of interaction can deplete your mood drastically. By staying alone in your own thoughts, it'll only worsen how you feel. Isolating yourself is not helping. That's a self-destructive habit. If you're listening right now, you're like, oh, I have two. So my first one, out of the two self-destructing habits so far, I like to isolate myself. Not me personally, but I'm just speaking as an example. Let's say you like to isolate yourself. Isolating yourself doesn't solve no problems. It only adds to the problem. It only makes you become more self-destructive, where you don't trust people. You're figuring out how can you trust yourself. Isolating yourself, it never helps anybody. Unless you're in a grind mode, you like really trying to get some stuff done. But isolating yourself from problems or solutions or any type of interaction, it can make your mood go down. Where you're always by yourself constantly, 365, 24/7. That'll deplete your mood drastically. Where you're getting the depressive state or depressive mood, or you feel like the whole world's against you, or you feel like nobody loves you. Isolating yourself is only self-destructive to you. So keep that interaction. Get out with friends. Maybe you have to go take a walk with somebody. Maybe you have to go to lunch with somebody. Maybe you just have to pick up the phone, make a call, send a text, FaceTime somebody. Isolating yourself is not the answer. Number three, not moving. Living without exercise, stretching, walking, or any sort of movement can increase levels of sadness. Get outside and move for at least 10 minutes a day to be more connected with your body. Move more. Exercise, stretch, walk, jumping jacks, move more, at least 10 minutes a day. Just 10 minutes. That's not a lot. But you feel more connected with your body. You feel more connected with yourself. You feel your heart beating. You feel your heart pumping. You feel the blood flowing going in you. You feel your lungs. You feel your breath. And stuff like that. Get outside, stop moving. Not moving is self-destructive. Like I said, not moving increases levels of sadness. Who wants to be sad? You listening right now, you're not moving at least 10 minutes out your day. Do some physical activity to where you're more connected with your body, where you're releasing them endorphins and really feeling yourself instead of just like, oh no, I don't want to work out today. Oh, I don't want to do this today. Oh, no. No, that's self-destructive. We're trying to get out of these habits. Number four, not caring. When you stop forming your own opinion, you let other people control your life. Start caring about what happens in your life. Always care. Not caring like, oh, I don't know, you can pick, you decide. No. Start making decisions for yourself, for your life. Always care about the decisions you make. Don't let somebody else make that decision for you. Make the decision for yourself. And that'll be it for the self-destructive habits. And I'm going to be right back. And I'm going to hit y'all with the recap. of Sana IE. I appreciate y'all tuning in, man, to today's show. I really hope today's show was very beneficial and valuable to you, and I hope it helps you out on the journey that you're creating and the journey that you're on, whether it's an entrepreneur journey or where it's the journey of your life, where it's raising a family or something. Hopefully this helps you out, this show helps you out, and the podcast helps you out in any way. I appreciate y'all tuning in, and I'll be right back. Recap of today's show, I discussed my quotes. The first quote was, "Sometimes you have to lose something to gain something better. A door has to shut before a new door can open." The second quote is, "What we fear of doing most is usually what we need to do." I discussed what I learned this weekend. Enjoy life. Life is good. Live your best life no matter what. Take the time out to de-stress, decompress, and then recharge, and that means if you're constantly working and never giving yourself time to recharge. So give yourself a break and enjoy life, as well as surround yourself with motivators and inspiring people. Also discuss 5 things to remind yourself in the morning. Number 1, today is a new day. Yesterday is in the past. Number 2, you are strong, capable, and resilient. Number 3, other people's opinions do not define you. Number 4, progress is progress, no matter how small. Number 5, you can make a difference. Then we flip the script to toxic friends and what to look for. Number 1, they can't be happy for your success. Number 2, they create drama. Number 3, they feed into negativity. Number 4, they gossip about you to mutual friends. And number 5, they project their insecurities onto you. And then we went over to self-destructive habits to quit. Number 1, staying quiet. Number 2, isolating yourself. Number 3, not moving. Number 4, not caring. Hope this show brought value to you. Also like y'all to share with a friend, subscribe, send it to somebody, let me know what you think, leave a review, a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, like the show, and I appreciate y'all tuning in. I'm going to leave y'all with this. The most successful people in life are the ones who ask questions. They're always learning, they're always growing, and they're always pushing. Have a good day.